Karma. K-A-R-M-A, karma. Many interesting statements about karma here. So stay tuned. Try to open your ears and heart and learn about all these things. Gita Krishna says that all karma actions related to karma kanda are implicated with some dosha or some fault, just like fire covered by smoke. Karma in general is eternal and thus beginningless. That is to say, a specific karma has a beginning and end, but the cycle itself, the cycle of karma, has no beginning. Radhe, 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 Radhe. So someone asked a question, what's the difference between Arupa Siddha Bhakti and Karmeshwara Bhakti? The word Arupa means assigned to or related to the perfection of bhakti. Arupa Siddha Bhakti means activities that are not devotional in themselves, but become part of devotion because of contact with bhakti. Primarily, this involves offering your actions to Krishna, Karmarpanam. The actions in themselves are not acts of devotion, but if you offer them to Krishna, they become part of bhakti. In 927 Gita describes the Arupa Siddha Bhakti. Karmeshwara Bhakti means when you perform bhakti along with actions of karma or prescribed duties while desiring the result of karma. In other words, you mix the two. For example, you may be a Brahmin and do Agnihotra, fire yoga, but you also engage in hearing and chanting, worshiping Krishna and bhakti yoga. So Karmeshwara Bhakti is just some bhakti person doing some bhakti along with some varnashram karma, ashram karma, varna karma. But in Arupa Siddha Bhakti, Arupa Siddha Bhakti, there's no bhakti activity except for offering results. Jai Radhe Sham, Shama Sham Ki Jai. Hey, go in, hey, go, Paul. Keshava Madhava Dinadal. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Non-devotees are under the jurisdiction of Paramatma, because Paramatma is in charge of Bahiranga and Tatasa Shakti. But when one takes to bhakti, Krishna personally takes the role of Paramatma, because bhakti is part of Antaranga Shakti, and Krishna is in charge of Antaranga Shakti. That's why it says the devotee is free from karma, because karma is under the jurisdiction of Paramatma. Paramatma's duty is to give us the good and bad results of our good and bad karmas. So even when you see a devotee appears to be suffering or enjoying like others, it's not due to karma, but the arrangement of Krishna to make the devotee advance in bhakti. However, Krishna makes it look as if it were, makes it look like it's effective karma, so that bhakti does not look miraculous, and unqualified cheating people don't take the bhakti. Paramatma is not independent of Krishna. Rather, Paramatma is one of Krishna's manifestations to regulate the material creation and the jivas within it. Jai Radhe, Sham, 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 Ki Jai Ho. Jai Radhe Sham 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 Ki Jai Ho. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Okay, we have a few more entries here about karma. We just had to scoot along here, find them. Some people say the Indian thought is not deterministic, although it may appear that way externally to someone out of ignorance. If Indian thought was deterministic, all the injunctions of Shastra to perform different activities would be futile. Indian thought takes past karma into account. Indian thought accepts two factors, past karma and present activity. Our life runs on these two principles. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Radharani ki jai, Radharani ki jai. You want to read more about the influence of time and karma, kala and karma, read the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 5, verse 14 and 21 and 22 and 34. Time and Karma, second canto, chapter 5, verse 14 through 34. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Karma is not a blind law. The purpose of karma is twofold. One purpose of karma is to maintain morality and harmony within society. Okay, Radhe Shyam Karma Ki Jai. One purpose of karma is to rectify a person and ultimately bring them to knowledge of Krishna, God. Real rectification comes from understanding, having faith in Shastra. If one has faith that bad actions bring undesirable, painful results, then one will avoid them. When faith is there, one tries to control oneself. This is wisdom. Law has its purpose. Its purpose is to maintain peace in society. This is true with the law of karma also. Even if people don't know about Shastra, they know that every action brings some result. Making use of knowledge is called wisdom. The law of karma is primarily meant to bring balance and harmony in society and to turn one's thoughts to life beyond this life and ultimately encourage people to surrender to God. That's the purpose of the law of karma. Jai Ho. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Can a person get results from Krishna that it may not be deserved by his karma? And Sadhana says, yes, you may consult the following verses from Bhagavatam. In other words, Krishna can give special results to devotees. They may pray for $1 million. Like, for example, a devotee may pray, "Oh, Krishna, give me $1 million. It may not be anywhere in his karma to be rewarded or to receive $1 million, but Krishna may give it to him. And that's explained in the fifth canto, chapter 19, verse 27. 11th canto, chapter 20, verse 32 and 33. And Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 22. And chapter 3, verse 11. And these verses we mentioned in Gita 7:22 and 3:11 and Bhagavatam 11:20, 32 and 33 and Bhagavatam 5th canto 19-27. We can conclude it's very clear that Krishna can intercede and change the law of karma. And then I can ask, can an advanced devotee pray for a devotee or pray to Krishna for a devotee and intercede with Krishna for a lower class devotee to achieve his material spiritual desires? So Sadhana says, yes, an advanced devotee can pray to Krishna to bless or help some lesser advanced devotee, and Krishna can respond. Examples of interceding prayers are Prahlad praying for the welfare of the demons and for his father, 7th canto, chapter 10, 7th canto, chapter 10, verse 15 and 17. And in chapter 5, 7, and in Canto 5, Chapter 18, verse 9, and Rantide's prayers in 9th Canto, Chapter 21, verse 12 and 13, and Gaurlila, Krishna Chaitanya, Vasudeva Ghosh, praying to Mahaprabhu to relieve all beings from material bondage. Vasudeva Datta, Vasudeva Ghosh. So advanced devotees can pray to Krishna to bless the world, to bless the asuras, or bless other devotees. That's it for karma. Jai Radhe.